Look, there's been a lot of talk about Aboriginal history, particularly in the last couple of weeks. And my next guest, Stephen Kinnane, is an Aboriginal man from the East Kimberley. He's written about his family. His Indigenous grandmother married a white Englishman. And the family, this story, and he tells the story of what that meant and how that played out through history. Well, the family life and story is based around the Kimberley and Perth. It does reveal a fair bit about Aboriginal history and some of the prejudices faced over the years. And I spoke with Steve a bit earlier and asked him if he thought the current protests surrounding the Black Lives Matter would make any difference.
Look, I think it has been a peak of awareness, but I've been around a while. I've been marching since I was 16, since John Pat first died in custody. And, you know, at times there's only been 30 of us at these rallies, and then at other times we've had thousands. So I think it's always good to see anything where there's respectful discussion of the problems that are besieging our society. But do I think it's going to necessarily change things? That's really comes up to each generation to see what they can do for their future generations. And I think what's really good about this is that the federal minister has talked about the need to implement justice targets as a part of policy moving forward. And that's something we've been talking about with a whole lot of data to back it up since about 2007. So I think in that sense, it's a really important turning point.
Now, you wrote about your family history in a book called Shadow Lines. The book came out a fair while ago now. It's a very important story to share and particularly pertinent to Western Australia. Can you tell us a little bit about Jessie Argyle and who she is to you?
Sure. Well, Jessie Argyle was my grandmother, and she was a Mirrawang woman who was taken from her country at the age of six in 1906, straight after the 1905 Act. More important than that, I think what I've attempted to do in the book is also tell the story of my grandfather, Edward Alfred Byron Smith, because the two of them, he was from England, and the two of them tried to be together for some 10 years before they were finally allowed to marry on the approval of Mr. Neville of the Aborigines Department. And I hope what I've done through the story is give voice to all of the, you know, amazing uncles, aunties and others who I grew up hearing stories about or hearing stories from. I hope that's what comes through in the book. And if there's anything I've tried to capture through her story, it's the community that she in particular created here in Perth, in the centre of the city, at a house, because she did marry a white man and in a sense had the opportunity to provide a bit of a haven for the community at a time when we had prohibited areas, people weren't allowed in the city after 6 o'clock, housing was deplorable, you know, and even during the war years when we had a lot of servicemen coming through town, they would all be staying at my grandmother's place. But beyond that, I think I hope I've also captured a sense of both their history, but through the various stories about them and their lives and that journey, I suppose a history of both the racial segregation that occurred in WA, but also how the community worked against it, including many non-Indigenous people who were heroic in their time.
My guest on ABC Radio Perth and WA, Stephen Kinnane, talking to Stephen this morning more broadly, but also about his book called Shadow Lines. You mentioned that, you know, some of the abhorrent restrictions that were placed upon Aboriginal people during this time, this period. We're looking, through a period starting really from the early 20th century, so through the 1900s. What were the forces that were at play here, not only, you know, in the restricting sense, but also the forces against that?
Well, I suppose the first Aborigines Act was in 1886, but the major act that influenced everyone's lives, and to an extent still does in terms of continuing intergenerational social trauma for some, was the 1905 Aborigines Act. And really that wasn't repealed until the Aboriginal Affairs Planning Authority Act in 1972. 1962, we had conditional voting rights in WA, but it was only for people in the southwest. And so the issue of equality is something that's been a burning issue for Aboriginal leadership in WA since the 1905 Act. And in the 1920s, we had the Native Union, who spoke out very prominently against the living under the Act and what the Act was doing to people's lives. In the 1940s and 1950s and 1960s, we had the Coolbrew League, and then we've since had other Aboriginal organisations and leadership working for change, leading up, of course, to the 1967 referendum campaign, which had really active Aboriginal involvement here in WA for the 10 years, from 57 to 67. And then we've seen a whole range of changes since that time, under the era of self-determination. But I think during that period, what's surprising, I mean, the historian Anna Habick touched on this extremely well in her book Broken Circles, when she was at the Bringing Them Home Report inquiries here in WA, and she heard a well-meaning and emotionally affected non-Aboriginal person in the audience say, "We didn't know this." And she sort of thought about it, and she dug into the archives and found, you know, there were hundreds of letters in WA newspapers in the 1930s talking about this very issue. There were a whole range of views from activists like Mary Montgomery Bennett, who were working with the community and seeking change. And then there were people who were, you know, basically saying, yeah, removal of these children and setting up places like Moore River, that is a solution to what they perceived as an Aboriginal problem. So I think the main thing was that at the turn of the century, what spurned the 1905 Act was largely events taking place in the north of WA and in the Kimberley. And it was around the treatment of Aboriginal people that had been noted both nationally and internationally in WA. And it was also continuing colonialism at that time. And, you know, the author Chris Owen, historian Chris Owen, has documented that history incredibly in his book, Every Mother's Son is Guilty, in which the entanglement of police, pastoralists and businesses around things such as indentured labour, for a time, active slavery in the north of WA, but largely systems of incredible indentured labour managed by the state. And my grandmother, of course, came under that when she was a domestic servant, and essentially her wages and her labour were controlled by the state under permit.
How did you go about writing this story, Stephen, given that, you know, you're dealing with a lot of family history, you're having to go into the archives, and you're also dealing with family stories passed down through time?
Well, I was a working class lad, grew up in state housing, and so when I first started this story back in, or researching this, it was largely through having grown up knowing these stories. And I suppose, like any family, you know your family history, and you know your community's history, and growing up, I had a sense that, you know, it was clear from education in school that people just didn't really know our story. You know, there would be the clunking statements that would come out around history that you largely had to refute, and then that would lead to realisation that something needed to change. So when I was able to, I started just recording the stories of older people, elders, extended family members in my community. And it was through that old history, working with the author Lauren Marsh in the 1980s, that we then started down that journey, which also included being one of the earlier historians, or I wouldn't necessarily say I'm a historian, but one of the earlier people actually getting to look at the archives of the Aborigines Department. There were only really a few historians who'd accessed them up to that time. And people like myself and other Aboriginal writers, including that Sally Morgan, started not only looking at our own history and listening to the stories that we knew from children, but also recorded of people who then were very old, but also interrogating the archives, including personal files, big dossiers that were kept on our family members.
It's Stephen Kinnane, who is a Western Australian from the East Kimberley, and the book that he mentioned there, he's written a number, but the book that he mentioned about his family history is called Shadow Lines.